Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this July 11th, 2025, have your host James here. We're joined right now, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We say a shout out to Meredith and Haley and the gang over there. We're talking BMX today, Central Wisconsin BMX actually. Got a big event coming up in August we're going to get to. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. We'll start with you, sir. Oh, we got to start at the end here. We got to always do it that way.
Sounds good. My name is Pat Fodi. I'm a local rider, dad, and volunteer out at the BMX track.
Thanks for being here, Pat. Appreciate you.
I'm Addison Morin. I'm a local rider as well and a volunteer.
And Addison, that voice is going to be familiar to the audience out there. She's joined us a handful of times over the last couple of years, really. Mm-hmm. She is Miss Northern Lights teen and the former Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen. Congratulations again on
Addison.
And awesome to see you again. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Guys, I want to get into what Central Wisconsin BMX is for a start. This is a club that started back in 83. It's hard to think that it started that long ago, Pat, but it started a while back. How long have you been a part of things, Pat?
See, I started racing when I was five, so that brings me... Yeah, it brings me to 28 years on and off again I've been involved.
Right on.
Yeah.
And Addison, how long have you been involved with it?
I'd say around 5 years. Couple around that.
In my defense, Pat, I didn't know how old that would make me feel when I asked that. And then, no, I'm joking. But that's cool.
I agree.
It's such awesome to have you two in particular in here with the age difference, but it shows so much of what we want to get across here with BMX is there is no you're too old for this or you're necessarily too young for this. It's really something that's so great for all ages, which makes it such a great family sport. And I don't know that we have enough of those anymore. We could have enough of those.
Definitely not. I would say it's like kind of similar to golf for that age range. Mm-hmm. You can bring anybody along. Yeah. You know, we've got grandfathers out there racing. Mm-hmm. I've seen grandmas. Yeah. There's actually a gal down in Illinois, and she's like well into her 70s, and she's just out there having a blast with everybody.
Yeah,
I remember I went to Lincoln, and I remember when they were working over there, and it was first being built, and you're kind of seeing images of what they're hoping it's going to be in that. And we talked about, there was a lot of conversation about the different things that park could bring economically and some of that. I don't think anybody could have pictured what would happen over there, and how not only the explosion of BMX in this area, and the support of that, what they're doing over there. There is a partnership between the City of Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin BMX, which is really cool to say and see. But the fact that it's recognized as one of the top tracks in the Midwest, that people travel from states over to come over here, and whether it's play or compete, they want to be a part of things at that track. That's pretty cool to see. And it got to be pretty fun to see it being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, with the length of time I've been involved, I've gotten to see that track grow. So I started out with the old track out on South on 13 by Little Critters Bar back when it was there. So when we moved, I was in like junior high, maybe, I don't know, it would have been elementary school still. But yeah, I remember being a part of shoveling the dirt, bringing into the new facility before there was a fence, and you could get in there and ride whenever you wanted.
Kind of
escape and have some fun.
I seem to remember that myself, yeah. It's such a fun thing about it, and I could talk endlessly about Central Wisconsin BMX. They have hosted state, regional, national finals, the Wisconsin State Championship. They've hosted that 9 times. North Central Gold Cup Finals once. USA BMX, Canada BMX, Badger State Nationals 5 times. So many different things have been going on over there for many years that have been really cool to see. But one thing before we get into nationals and let the audience know about that a little bit more is something I kind of touched on before, and encouraging, you know, whether you want to do this for fun or you want to get out there and be competitive or anything like that, it is really one of those sports that's for everybody. And especially if you want to bring the family involved. Is that something that I think is a fun part of this? And Addison, you told us how long you've been involved. How did you get involved with BMX?
A really funny story. My brother and my grandpa went to just go watch one time, and then my brother joined. And I was like, I can't just sit here and watch him do this. So I went out, and I tried it, and I ended up being better than him. So
I was just going to say it right on. Sibling rivalry can create some great things in life. My sister and I went through a lot of that too. That's and Jillian beat me in a lot of things. thanks for that reminder. no, it's awesome. That is exactly what we're talking about here.
You know, Riley's not going to like that comment.
Oh no,
He's not even here to defend himself. but it's such a great note on what this is and what it does. It's fun to compete. It's fun to win. It's fun to win. Yeah. I'm not going to escape past that. But it's so much bigger than that. Mm-hmm. I mentioned economics and what Central Wisconsin BMX has been able to bring into the city economically has been made an impact and been greatly a great part of this. But it's also the gift of being able to give families and kids like you, Addison, an opportunity to get out there, have some fun, do something. You're outside. You're doing things like that. And I think, too, and Addison, maybe you can speak to this better than I can. I'm just speaking from I rode bike like crazy, but I didn't compete. I didn't do a lot of those things. But I was in competitive sports. I was in track. I was in football, a lot of those. And one of the things that I learned from athletics was, yes, again, it's great to win and everything, but how to work with each other. Just working with others and working with kids that I didn't know that well or anything. The confidence that it gave me. Mm-hmm. And whether I was good or not, just going out there and playing, just putting that uniform on or some of those things. It built things in me that I didn't have before. And we're able to do that with BMX with kids and kids your age or of all ages, really. And we don't, again, have enough opportunities in life to do that, to just build you guys up. I don't know if you're going to be, ride BMX professionally. I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to do something awesome. I know that. But whatever you're going to do, sure would be good to have some confidence with it. Absolutely. Sure would be able to build you guys up and everything and in a very strong and supportive way. And BMX, Central Wisconsin BMX does that a lot for a lot of kids out there.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It's a rare sport for community. Mm-hmm. I probably couldn't hit this nail on the head more often, but it is a sport where you can walk in the gate and you will be scooped up by somebody immediately. Absolutely. And brought into the atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't think I have connections outside. Like, I have extremely good connections throughout BMX, and like, that's just some of my closest friends that I'm gonna have for the rest of my life. It's just the community that comes with BMX. I remember not knowing anyone, and I was timid and I was scared going into it, but now that I know that I'm going to have so many friends throughout the sport is just amazing.
You know, and with this, so we see this a lot more with kind of not your traditional sports or some of the sports that are so well covered and known and everything. A lot more kids are getting into a lot of those. And fringe sports is what they call them. I don't necessarily like that term. But I will say the BMX is one of those ones that I first think of when we're talking about, I kind of like the idea of athletics, but I don't have any interest in football or basketball or something like that. And you bring this up and all of a sudden it's starts piquing some interest here a little bit and everything. So for every kid that is into those other sports, there is something like this here that I encourage families to have their kid try. And again, this is one of the cool things about this sport. For one, it can, I'm not saying that it's cheap by any means, but it's not necessarily the most expensive sport like some other ones that I've mentioned before or something. It's also one of those ones, most kids are going to have a bike anyway. I mean, you know, you got a bike and you need certain bikes for certain things, I know. But if they're riding, they can probably get into something like this for fun and having an enjoying time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I worked at the local bike shop through high school, and it is as expensive as you want to make it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got dads like me who go way over the top for their kids, and you know, the kids have no idea what they're riding. But at the same time, they're competing with kids who have that loaner bike from the track, because it's a great option when you're first starting. Or they buy that Craigslist or, I guess, Marketplace these days bike, and they compete just as well. It really is not about the equipment, even if you got crazy dads and moms, I guess. And the community is different.
Yeah.
You know, cycling isn't like most sports. It can be competitive, but it's also a hobby. You know, I look around. My brother's a great example. He's a collector. He still loves everything BMX. You'll never catch him at the track. His daughters more than likely aren't going to show up to the track. They're not into it. But it goes so much further past the track. there's other ways to experience the sport of BMX than necessarily physically at the BMX track.
Mm-hmm. It's a great note, Pat, especially to anybody out there who has an interest, but maybe you don't want to necessarily get on a bike or something. Always looking for volunteers out there. Always looking for people that want to give a hand and find out more about the sport. That's a great note on that. And it's such an open community too. Like come one, come all. Mm-hmm. Looking for anybody. If you like bike, you're in the right group and everything. So encourage people to find out more. We'll give you information on how you can do that before we wrap up today. Do want to get to Nationals, US BMX Nationals, coming up in August. August 1st through the 3rd, Nationals will be taking place. When I say Nationals to you guys, and let's say that I don't know anything about Nationals, how can you explain this event to me? Yeah, it's a big question. I ask the tough questions. As far as the event itself, if somebody just wants to check it out, man, you guys made it sound really fun and exciting. I want to see what this is about. What are they going to experience? What will they see through Nationals? What kind of competition goes on?
It's fun, but it's tough. Mm-hmm. I think that Nationals are for experience. Like, I think my first National, I was like 13, and it was extremely difficult for me, but it was still really fun. Like, it's so fun to connect with people from around the country, around the Midwest, and seeing how many people can come and support.
Yeah, so BMX handles it a little differently when we talk Nationals and Regionals. You don't qualify up through like state and then to Regional and National. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of their own bodies of point systems and titles. So anybody who is racing, whether they're amateur or professional, can show up to the National and participate, which is pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I did my homework and I didn't know that.
Yeah, and nice. It doesn't really take away from your normal races. You're just going to have a deeper pool of people to race.
Yeah.
So BMX has skill levels, novice, intermediate, expert before you go professional. And there's a few other classifications like cruiser. But in the grand scheme of things, you're going to sign up at a National and you're going to race your age group and you're going to race your skill level. You're just, instead of having maybe four guys at your local or gals, I'm sorry, Addison, at your local race, you're going to have maybe 20, maybe 30. I mean, I've participated in races in my youth where I had 78 riders that were in my class. And that was the biggest event of the year, but still, and that's... It's not really any different. It's just more people, more competition.
Yeah.
It makes it fun, too. That more than 375 sanctioned tracks and 70,000 members across the U.S. and Canada. And you got different people from different walks of life coming here to be a part of this one, out of that group of people. You got riders from all over the age range. We've seen very, very young riders to much older riders, much older than you might think out there. And all the skill levels, as Pat was touching on there. It's such a cool event. And this was one of a number of the 30 racetrack series. Right, there's about 30 of them, these events that go on throughout the year.
So there's 30 Nationals a year.
Nationals,
For your point system, you got to have 10 scores, I think, now, correct? Addison? It's changed a little bit since I came back. So I believe it's 10 scores, but you can get 3 scores on a weekend for a National, so right. you're not traveling as much as people may think to qualify for that National number.
Right on. With the there's a lot of different races going on throughout the day too. Throughout these couple of days, so you have multiple opportunities to check this out. Although we encourage you to attend every single day, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that if you're somebody walking into this, and I think there's a lot more people than that you guys might even realize that enjoy this sport, but maybe been hesitant to jump in or hesitant to show up at one of the events for fear of not knowing what's going on or this is something us Midwesterners do all the time, where we want to support something, but we just don't want to bother anybody. We don't want to bug you. You got things going on. I don't want to bug. No. This group of people in particular, as Pat was touching on, the moment you walk in there, are going to scoop you up. And look, what do you need? If you don't know what's going on, we'll tell you. We'll help you out. And it's and I don't say this lightly. I think it's a one of the more easier sports to catch on to and figure out what's going on, how to keep up with everything that's happening.
Yeah, definitely. Just because of being scooped up, the community of it, that's really where it comes from. You walk inside that gate and you're 20 feet away from a rental helmet and bike. People don't realize that. No. It's pretty strategically placed.
Yes.
Literally, you need a long sleeve t-shirt, tennis shoes, and a long pair of pants. Like, you can walk into the track and that's all you need, and you can get a loaner bike, you can get a loaner helmet. Like, that's all you need to try it out. Like, it's that easy.
Give it a shot, and you might just be as good as Addison one day. What might be. It is, and I should have mentioned this a million times already. This is free and fun to watch. No admission fee. Parking is $10, but outside of that, you're just going to go and have a good time. And how many times do we get to say that? You know, it's a free event as big as it. And, you know, well, it's big around here and everything. In certain areas, this is just, I mean, this is a Super Bowl, man. They love these events. We're going to have a really nice impact here, not just with people, but economically. Once again, I wanted to come back to that, especially considering this. The Badger State Nationals have created an economic impact of over $1 million for areas. Like, that's something that doesn't exist without the work of you guys and all your friends and family out there and all these volunteers.
We can't thank CWBMX volunteers and board more. They're great people. They put tons of hours into that facility, and you know that. And it is a nonprofit, so there is no results for those volunteers. Yep. They're just there to help and grow, and
because that's all they want is for the community, for it to grow and for people to enjoy the sport more.
And as I started with this, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with that park in the first beginnings of it and everything. And to see where things are now, like that's incredible. And it's a credit to all of the involved that you guys just said there and everything. And this community supporting this. And we encourage you to support it. You can find out more about the things that we've been talking about today at CWBMX.org, CWBMX.org. You can also go to USA BMX and get a hold of them. Find them on Facebook. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Central Wisconsin BMX. Subscribe to their page. Share their posts on your page. You never know who might see it otherwise. It wouldn't have otherwise. And keep up to date. And that's a good way to reach out to them as well through the Facebook page. You can find out maybe about volunteering or maybe answer some, fill in the blanks of some of the things if we talked about today. Yeah. Anything else, guys?
Yeah, cover everything. There is no signups to miss. You can sign up any time of the year, whether it's through the website at usabmx.com or if you just show up to the track. We talked about the parking fee. That parking fee only applies to the national weekend. So if you choose to come out and check the sport out, there isn't a cost if you come on a regular Sunday afternoon race or a regular Thursday night race. You can find out the regular schedule on the website.
You can also register from there. There's a great, easy way to online register. Again, the Central Wisconsin BMX Badger State Nationals are happening Friday, August 1st. Friday sign-up starts at 8 a.m. The racing will begin around 1:30. They will have a practice schedule up there for you Saturday, August 2nd. Things will continue and wrap up on Sunday, August 3rd. Have a great time, you guys. We don't get to talk to you in between then and everything. Enjoy yourselves out there. We'll be promoting this event on our morning show and everything and making sure you guys got a nice crowd.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yes. Thanks for the time. Well, you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. Addison will probably be back for something, I'm sure.
Probably. You'll see me.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. And thank you to everybody out there for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR.com.